Can you all hear me nice and clear?
Yes.
That's good. Right. Controversial time now. Right. I've put a title to tonight's sermon. Good Christian Gamblers. Right. And I'm going to challenge you all tonight, because what I'm going to suggest is, in some ways, we're all gamblers. Now you might be thinking, oh, Steve, you're going a bit close to the wire here. But I've got an illustration. Pack of cards. He's getting a bit close to weighing out, isn't he? Right. And to illustrate what I'm going to talk about tonight, with a pack of cards, if you were a gambler, probably the best game that you'd like to play is poker. But you might say, hey, I'm not a gambler, and I don't play poker. Well, I've played poker just for fun. I like playing cards from time to time. And I'm only using this as an illustration. So I'm going to deal two hands, right? Split cards. There you go. Oh, I'll have a look at that one. I'll let you have that one. So that's yours. That one's mine. Yours. Mine. Yours. Mine. Yours. Mine. Yours. And mine. Put them down. Now, if you were gambling, you'd have a look at your hand. And you'd have that poker face. Because you don't want to give it away what kind of hand you've got. And you'd look at your hand. You're looking at your hand. And you'll give me that poker face back. Now, when you're playing poker, you have that face. And you'll keep your cards close to your chest. And you'll have that face. The player on the other side might give you that face back. He might be thinking, I've got the better hand. And you might be thinking, you've got the better hand. Maybe, maybe not. But are we all guilty of this? I'm not saying playing poker, but keeping things close to our chest. Keeping our life things close to our chest. As we go on our Christian life, things may come against us. Things may stand in our way. Things may be a challenge in our lives. And are we dealing with those situations by keeping our Christian life skills close to our chest. Or are we sharing those situations with the most important thing in our Christian life? This is why I'm using this as an illustration. Quite often in our walk, in our path, we can hide things from God. In some ways, that is just like taking the cards and holding them close to our chest. Right in the beginning of Scripture, in Genesis 3:8, it says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden." Were Adam and Eve at this point holding their cards close to their chest? It's portrayed in images that were fig leaves, but you get the idea. They were hiding from God. And just like Adam and Eve, we can stand behind the trees. We can sometimes be in situations and wanting to take the challenge on ourselves. We can give that poker face. I know what I'm doing. I've got the upper hand. I'm all right in this situation. But is that the case? Jumping in Scripture quite a way, we can look at Paul. No, it's not Paul. We're not looking at Paul. What we're doing, we're looking at a verse in Luke, chapter 22, verses 56 to 57. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. Who are we talking about in this scripture? Peter. And Peter, he said earlier in Scripture, just before this, that he would go with Jesus even to death. This was the instance of the first denial. Later, the cock crowed, just as Jesus said. Peter hid things in this situation. A man that had great passion for his Lord, Yet in this situation, he hid that he even knows the Lord. Unfortunately, in this message tonight, I'm using the word we. I'm using it as a collective we. Because I think if we look at ourselves, we can all say that there's situations where we've been guilty. We've been guilty of taking our life situations, the cards set before us, and holding them close to our chest. But surely, there's a better way. Surely, there's a winning way, a way in which the outcome just swap hands of your hand and my hand can become a winning way. Now, who knows the game poker? Anybody? Right, these are all the guilty ones. So you know, when you've got your hand, yeah, and I've got I'll just move these two around here and there. My hand. Who's got the winning hand? Well, that's the highest hand you can get in poker, apparently. So I think I had the winning hand. But there is a better way for each of us. There's a better way for each of us right now. Now, you know, with that hand, you've lost. So what is this better way? What can we do in our lives that is different? Do we hold our cards to our chest? Do we say that we can handle the situation? That whatever situation comes before us, in our own way, we can take control. Did Adam and Eve get it right? Their situation, they knew after Eve had taken the fruit, and she gave it to Adam, and they both had some, but something wasn't the same. And the way that they handled the situation was in hiding. Peter, he knew that when that cock crowed, that, well, yeah, I've handled my situation probably in the wrong way. If I'd have said, yeah, I know Jesus, the outcome might have been different. We don't know. In 2 Kings 19:14, there's a guy there, and he had the answer. I'm rubbish with names and pronunciations. Hezekiah, that's the guy. Hezekiah, it says there, received the letter from the messenger and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and he spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah had a situation on his hands, and it could have been quite a biggie. Now, if you want to read the story of that, it's quite an interesting story. But I'll leave that for your own work if you want. But this is the main part of that story. Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and he read it. And that letter, it wasn't a pretty letter. And Hezekiah maybe thought, well, how do I handle this? And he went up to the temple of the Lord and he spread it out before the Lord. And that's what we can do with our hand. Whatever situation that we come across, that we find ourselves walking in, even though we might look at our hand, if we use this as a metaphor, we might look at our hand and think, yeah, I've got that hand that's going to win. But you never know. Apparently, the odds of getting that hand which I showed you are quite high. And to actually end up with that hand, you'd be probably a very fortunate person in the game of poker. But that was just 5 cards. Now, in a pack of cards, there's 52 cards. Now, I might have been dealt that hand of 5 cards for that situation. But I want to say tonight, this pack of cards is your life. If we were looking at it as a game, all the cards in that pack have a representative value, a representative importance to that game. And you don't know which one you're going to get. So if you've got your life situation in your hands and the capability of giving your life situations to somebody that can really make a difference within those situations, just like Hezekiah here, I wouldn't just be holding my hand and saying, what do you think, God? I mean, we're chance here or what? Is that what you'd be doing? Is that what you would lay before God? Or would you take all those cards and lay them out in front of God and saying, look, this is what I've been dealt with. I don't know what I'm going to come against, what I'm going to stand in front of, what situations are going to pull me down, lift me up, carry me over. Take me, whatever situations they are, whatever situations I come across in my 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or whatever I've got allotted to me, this is it, Lord. It's all before you. Is that how you would set it out? Hezekiah received this letter from the messengers and read it. And at this point, he thought, I've got a biggie. I've got a problem. He went to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord, and the Lord dealt with the situation. We could be holding our cards up to our chest. We could have the knowledge and the foresight and the inspiration to say, I can do that challenge. I've got the skills. I can stand. But you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know if it's going to pan out the way you think. I know one guy that does know, and he's our Lord. And he can be with you in that particular situation. Now, it might only be that one instant in your life. I've just picked a card at random. But if you lay them all out in front of God, He can be there in every situation. One more verse for us to think about. In Hebrews 4:13, it says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. God knows every situation in our lives that we may come to, even before we come to it. Adam and Eve, in their situation, in that particular scripture, they didn't know how to handle it. They knew they were in deep, and they had to hide. Peter, he faced a situation and, well, he thought prior to that he could handle it. And he could go all the way. But he kept his cards close to his chest. Never heard of him. Poker face. I don't know him. Don't know who you're on about. He just looked like him, but no. Poker face. Where are your cards tonight? It's just an illustration. You might not think of them as cards. It might be challenges or whatever. But where are your cards tonight? Where's the hands that you've been dealt? Are you holding it close tonight to your chest? Are you thinking you can take the challenge? Or is it all before God? Is it all laid out before God? Now I came tonight with, in some ways, a predetermined deal. I organised the cards so that when I dealt them, I got the best hand. I got the upper cut. Now you might think, well, I've got the upper cut in life. I'm all right. Things are going on well for me. But God wants to be in every situation in our lives, whether it's good, hard, bad, troubled. God's there for every situation. So where should our cards be? Should you rely on your own hands? Should you think that keeping them close to my chest, I'm okay? That dodgy pack of cards, good. Or should we put all our hands in God's hands? And not only that, not just the hand that we dealt with at that particular point, but all our hands. The full representation of our life. Every single card that we could possibly come across are all into God's hands. Because when it comes to it, nothing is hidden from God's eyes. Everything is uncovered. And it's all laid before Him. So like Hezekiah, I'd like to encourage each one of us tonight to lay our all before God. Don't handle the situation by yourself. don't keep your hand close to your chest. Even if you think this is the winner, the only winner is in God's hands. Amen.